On the table, and you can see on the slide, there is some bread, a jar of jam, and some plates and some knives, okay? So through the service this morning, I'm going to be talking about jam. Jam, there we are, it works. I'm working with Alex this time. I normally work with Toby, as you might know, so Toby had sort of, and I could rehearse this. It's slightly unrehearsed this morning, so it'd be quite interesting working with Alex for the first time. So jam. And as I go through the service, whenever I mention the word jam, the first person who puts the hand up, okay, pay attention, the first person who puts the hand up can come and make a jam sandwich at the front. Okay? And sadly, the band will lose out on this because I'm not going to be looking that way. But so whoever's the first person, when I mention that word, can make a sandwich. And I'm sure Phil will just keep an eye on this and make sure we don't get too sticky. Thank you, Phil. You didn't know you were going to do that. So, jam. Kent out. So the letters J, A, and M describe God for us. Because God is all about justice and mercy. Click on, Alex. Oh, well, it would be about justice and mercy. Whatever we do... So whenever you hear about the word the jam, thank you, it is about because God is a just and merciful God. Jim Wood. Sorry, I've got to spot them. You all thought it was going to be for the little ones, this jam sandwich, didn't you? Anyway, but so it's not just about a sandwich, it's about God. So as we go through, just think of this connection will become hopefully all clear. If I say the word bienvenue to you, right, it's there. So I heard somebody say welcome. It means welcome. It's French for welcome. So here's some other words. Caribou. Anybody know where caribou comes from? Or what language it is? Actually, Swahili. So to practice, so have a go at caribou. Come on. Thank you. Go on, Alex. So, Falture. Falture is language? Irish? Irish. Here's some Irish. So, Falture. Go on. Next one. Velkommen. You can tell I'm not a linguist, can't you? Which hopefully is a more obvious one. It's German. Next one, Alex. Dobre. A challenging one, this one. Somebody might know. It can be Polish, but it's also Bulgarian. Next one. Aloha. Hawaiian. Oh, you're getting into this now. And the last one, I think, which is Salve. Salve. So they're all words for welcome. And maybe just take a moment now, just where you're sitting in your pews, pick one of those words and just say welcome in whichever of the languages you would like to the people around you. Okay. So part of our story today, part of the Bible story, tells us about a time when people spoke the same language, and then through the story, they ended up talking different languages. So hopefully, when we all talk the same language, we can communicate really, really well. If we talk different languages, you'll see that actually sometimes things start to go a bit wrong. Success. So, the Bible reading is from Genesis. And I'm going to need some help with this, please. So, we need as many young people, or even slightly older people, who would like to help, because we need to do some building, and we also need to do some noise. So just come forward. Building and noise, two great attractive things. Come on, anybody else? Come on. Anyone else? Ah, this is looking good. Come on, come forward. It'd be great. So what I've got is there's two different things that you can do. You can help Laura do some building with all of these bricks, okay? Bricks and stones. Or, are we doing any... Can anybody help with a bit of sound? If anybody would like to help Paul with a bit of sound, but you can't all do everything. So, if you all go and wait over there with Laura. So the Bible reading is 11, 1 to 9. And I'm going to be the... I'll keep going again. I'll stand here. Okay. At first, everyone spoke the same language. But after some of them moved from the east and settled in Babylonia, they said, let's build a city with a tower that reaches to the sky. We'll use hard bricks and tar instead of stone and mortar. We'll become famous and won't be scattered all over the world. But when the Lord came down to look at the city and the tower, he said, these people are working together because they all speak the same language. This is just the beginning. Soon they will be able to do anything they want. Come on, God continued. Let's go down and confuse them by making them speak different languages. Then they won't be able to understand each other. So the people had to stop building the city because the Lord confused their language and scattered them all over the earth. You need to scatter, now disappear. And that's how the city of Babel got its name, because Babel means confused. Now, we don't really know what the tower would have looked like. I mean, what we can imagine, do we get any pictures of towers, Alex? No. You have to imagine that the tower could have been like absolutely anything. So imagine on the screen now, there could be a picture of the Eiffel Tower, there could be a picture of a medieval castle tower, there could be the Kuala Lumpur Tower things, which names temporarily escapes me. Lots of different towers. And it could have looked like any of those things, or it could have looked something completely different. But what we do know is that the tower was really, really high. And this story is about jam. Yes, the front! Because God showed yet again that he treats his people with justice and mercy, whatever they do. The people had gathered, as the story said, in one place. And it was a good place to live. And they started to build a community. And as more and more people gathered, they were all speaking the same language. And they started to build friendships. But then, as you saw, things started to go a little bit wrong. And they started to move away from what God's plan was for them. They decided to build this tower. But they did it not as a sign of their love for God, but it was more as a sign of their own power. So to build the tower, the people relied on their own power. And that's what this first brick or stone... They thought that they were strong and powerful enough to do anything themselves. Now, we can sometimes think that too. But really, none of us here, from the youngest to the oldest, are able to really do the right things without God's help. So if we go back to the story, they continued to build the tower. And I'll get another box. Oh, I am not getting there. Use this brick. And that stone, the second stone, represents their pride. They thought that what they were doing would make them famous. And as they built the tower, they thought it was a sign of how amazing that they were. Now, I think we've all got gifts and abilities and things that we can do really well. But we are nothing at all without God. He made each of us and he knows what we can do. Now into the story again, as that tower got bigger, the building got worse, as we heard. It started to go not quite as right.
And the people were still thinking that they could do anything at all without God. They didn't need God. It was all about them building this tower as a sign of their power. Now, God knew what they were thinking, and he had to do something about it. And in the same way, sometimes we might think we're in control of our lives, but actually are we? Sometimes we might think we don't need God, but really we do. And in the same way, the tower couldn't succeed because it was a sign of the people going away from God and what he had planned for them. And so the building stopped, and the chaotic noises that were happening behind me were a sign of the building stopping. And it was abandoned, and that was as God gave the people the different languages. And as they got the different languages, those friendships and communities that they had all broke up, and they all went to different parts of the world. So this is, it's quite complicated, that story, but effectively it comes down to two things. God was fair and God was caring in how he dealt with that situation. So God was fair and he showed justice. He reminded the people who was actually in control, and he did that by giving them the different languages. But he was also caring, and he showed mercy. And he did that just in the way that he stopped them going their own way and refocused them back on himself. Amen.